are listening to Big Blend Radio's second Friday food, wine, and travel show. It's really a party today. Every second Friday, we love to chat with travel, food, wine writers, and also the destinations, all part of the International Food, Wine, Travel Writers Association. So keep up with them at ifwtwa.org. And today on Big Blend Radio, we are going to Whidbey and Camano Islands in Washington State. We have three special guests joining us, and our first guest, we have Sherry Wyatt, and she is from Whidbey and Camano Islands Tourism. You can go to WhidbeyCamanoIslands.com. So welcome back, Sherry. How are you?
Hey, doing good. Hello. It's nice to be here.
It's good to have you back on. It's been like a couple years since you've been on the show, I think. Yeah.
It has, and probably not much has changed here. You know, these islands are kind of quiet and sort of just stay the same and stay beautiful.
I don't know. I've heard things are happening. Apparently, like things like Top Gun the Second is, you know, filmed over there. And so you've had some action.
Oh, that's true. We did have Tom Cruise here, and that they're filmed here at the Naval Air Station. And you'll be hearing from someone who was at the air station. So, you know, it's true. Things are actually happening. We seem to be really growing the craft beverage movement here. You know, more and more distilleries, breweries, and wineries. And
cool.
Just
Very
seems to
cool.
be the right culture for that.
Yeah, so before we bring our other two guests on, we've got Elvis, apparently. We have a beekeeper, you know.
Cool.
But before we bring them on, tell us a little bit about where Whidbey and Camano Islands are for everyone to kind of have a visual, you know, in regard, especially Seattle area. You're easy to get to.
That's right, yeah. So we're only about 30 miles north of Seattle, but it feels like a world away. So to get to Whidbey Island, you take a ferry that runs about every 30 minutes on the south end of the island. And for Camano Island, which is our sister island, you just drive on. It's a long bridge, and there's no ferry line. And so they're two sister islands, and they are so easy to get to. But like I said, once you get onto the island, you just notice this real different vibe. It's real laid back and almost like you've gone back in time, you know, sort of like into the 50s or something.
You see, and I'm still not saying it correctly. I kept saying Camano. It was Camano. And I remember when you were on the show before, it's like it's Camano Island.
Oh,
but
well,
I think
Camano, Camano.
You get it. Once you get there, once you get to a place, that's how you get to speak the language, right? That you have to go there. And that's one thing I want to touch on, that you are open for people to come and visit, right? But keeping socially distant and all that good stuff.
That's true. So since, you know, COVID, of course, has hit the world, since July, we have had sort of a stay safe phasing program in our state. And we've been in phase three since July in kind of a modified stage three or phase three, as they call it. And that means that non-essential travel is allowed and visitors are welcome as long as they, you know, can go through all of the things everyone else is, wash our hands, social distance, wear masks, and be polite and cordial. So we do have visitors able to come here, and just, you know, as long as you just play by the rules, right?
Yeah, exactly. Have a good time,
yeah,
but be, you know, responsible. Yeah, responsible.
Yeah,
good time.
You know, I mean, it's really easy to just wear the mask.
Whatever happens on the island stays on the island.
Yeah, but I mean, it really is easy to abide by the safety precaution rules.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to wear a mask. It's easy to wash your hands. You should be doing that anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of our businesses have really made a big adjustment and taken great strides to make it comfortable and easy to still, you know, be at their restaurants. Maybe you'll be outside in a covered tinted patio area with little lights and,
cool.
you know, it's kind of a nice atmosphere, and the wine tasting, you might be outside or in a barrel room or, you know, something where there's lots of space. And I actually was just doing some inventory and all the outdoor art there is to see, and all of these sculpture parks and sculpture forests and sculpture gardens.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're all open and they're great places to just be out in nature and still have a little bit of culture, but a little togetherness, and still do it safely. And so we were really encouraging people to take advantage of all of our rural outdoors. We have a lot of.
I love that. I love the public art because it is about being socially distant. And that's one of the first things when all of this happened. I was like, you know, you can still even drive in your car and go look at, you know, a mural and, you know, the sculptures and everything. And, you know, public art really tells the story of a region as well, or of the artist. And It's just one of the coolest things, and I think that's something that people have a little bit more respect for right now. You know, it's like, hey, it's like a treasure hunt. Go check it out. And, you know, I think it's awesome for the artist. But I'm going to bring our next guest, Greg Elvis Martinez, on. He is one of the owners of Holmes Harbor Cellars, and you can go to holmesharborcellars.com. That's H-O-L-M-E-S. So welcome, Elvis. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, and thank you for having me on your show.
Hey, this is cool. So I hear that you fly planes. You know, you fly planes, and then you play guitar, and you make wine, and also grow the actual wine grapes too.
Yeah, so I got to Whidbey in 1987 with the Navy, and was flying off carriers, and ended up spending, 10 years in active duty, and then the rest of my 28, another 18 years of reserves. Been flying for Delta now since 2000, and I just had some extra time, and my wife's like, let's start a dream. So in 2005, we started the winery, did our first crush in 2006, and been going like gangbusters ever since.
Wow.
Got 20 acres of here. We got a nice vineyard you can walk through. We're doing all the safety precautions for COVID, outdoor seating. We got heaters. It's nice and airy. We're not closing everything off, so you do get an airflow through. So you could come, buy a flight, buy a glass, buy some wine. We also have prepackaged treats that go with the wine that you can get also. And just we've been really busy this summer with people coming, so it's been nice.
That's awesome. And I saw that you make a wonderful Syrah. Now I'm jealous, and we have to come to Whidbey Island to taste your Syrah. That's our new thing. Tell us a little bit about the varietals that you offer.
So we're kind of known for our blends. So I will I'll do varietals. We get our grapes out of Walla Walla, which is an awesome grape growing area, and the Prosser Chelan. And so I'm doing all of the major varietals, Cab Sauv, Cab Franc, Merlot, Syrah, and I'm making some really nice, kind of in the line of Bordeaux blends, but I do make some Sauvignon blends with some Syrah too, so just that, and then we do full varietals from there, so we're not blending any of our full varietals, it's just what you're tasting the full grape of what you get, so... about 6 years ago, I planted Sigaraby, and don't ask me to spell that because you got to look it up every time you try, but it's a kind of a German Alsace hybrid that grows well in Whidbey, because Whidbey, you know, we're a little cooler, we get a lot of rain, so they're on some rootstocks that can tolerate the moisture, and the varietal was specifically designed to actually ripen, and so we got our first big vintage this year that we'll be releasing in the spring.
Well,
that.
I'm glad you could pronounce that, because there's no way I'm going to, but it sounds good. It sounds good to me. I want to go try it. So a lot of the big, you know, fruit-forward wines, it sounds like, for you.
Yeah, we're known for our really big, big reds. And, you know, we did it right. I got enough tanks that one vintage, you know, every year we do about 1,000 to 1,500 cases, and I can actually ferment everything in its own tank, so I don't have to hot the tanks through, so I'm trying to do more than one varietal per tank per season so I can leave them on the skins forever and just pull as much flavor that I can out of those grapes until they're actually ready to press.
Oh, very nice. I want to bring our next guest on, and is Jennifer Short, Dr. Jennifer Short. She is from Kameno Island Honey at Sanctuary Farms, and you can go to her website, kamenoislandhoney.com. And, you know, Dr. Short is a veterinarian,
cool.
Not necessarily the vet that Greg is here, Elvis, but she's a vet. She knows about animals and also beekeeping. So this is cool. So welcome to the show, Doctor. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. You know, we've got a bunch of dogs and cats all around us because we're big animal people, and we travel the country nonstop, and we pet sit in between so we can do our shows and hang out and do stuff. And so if you hear any barks, is that okay with you?
Oh, absolutely. I tell you right now, I'm sitting in the company office, and I got cats everywhere. So,
oh, cool.
See, awesome. I know how that goes.
Yeah, it happens. But you know what? Everyone's behaving right now, so that's really nice. They all know. But this is interesting. So what, you know, went from you – I know you were out in Colorado for a while, and But you're into homeopathy and also looking, it seems that you're really about the land and nature and, you know, being in beekeeping and looking at what you're doing in regards to pollinators is very exciting. We're big on bees here, really, really big, about saving bees and trying to educate as much as possible about, you know, America's bees, because we're kind of losing some of our native bees too, but the connection between our farms, like basically Greg won't have wine without bees, without you. And I know you're making honey, but this is important, this balance between nature and our food.
Absolutely. And Greg probably doesn't need my bees quite as much as other crops, but there are some crops that are solely dependent on honeybee pollination, like the California almonds. So we have a huge responsibility to agricultural farmers across the country, and we supply honeybees for all of those crops that require very intensive pollination. I started in livestock, big animals, right? I went from the biggest animals to the little tiniest ones. And and I started in organic. I was organic dairy, my private practice primarily. And that private practice kind of morphed when I went to settle down here back in Washington, because I originally had started in Washington, and my medical degree is from Washington State University. Go Cougs! So I'm an alum. And so I went ahead and I transitioned a lot of that intensively managed livestock operations into beekeeping. And one of the things that I really tried to do was instill a path forward to a honeybee that was more genetically predisposed to health and less predisposed to succumb to diseases. So I've been working on genetic lines of honeybee queens here locally on this island to go ahead and combat some of the issues that we have in disease, viruses specifically, as well as mites and other nutritional problems with forage and things like that.
Is it more important because you're on an island as well that...
Yes, it's actually the constraints, are very very tight here. Our island isn't quite as big as Whidbey, so we have more issues with forage and habitat and how people go ahead and, you know, they're constantly coming in and building homes and planting gardens, which give us more diversity, honestly, which is what the bees need. But a lot of times, a lot of that population that's coming in takes out the big areas of blackberry, which is the main flow that we have here on the island. So it's a balance, and people don't realize it, and so I do a whole lot of education here on the islands.
How cool. Did the bees migrate?
They don't. They will only fly about 2 to 3 miles from their home hive, and then they come back. They bring nectar and pollen back to their home hive. They're a colony. They're very eusocial insects, and so they work and die for the good of the colony.
Wow. It's kind of like deer. Deer tend to stay, 1 mile, 2 miles within an area that they're born, and everybody just keeps coming back, you know, as the herd, you know, grows. It's interesting how animals do that. So now your honey is available online, and you've got all kinds of, like, products that you're making as well.
Right. We really focus on wellness. And when I started working with the bees, that was my focus primarily, was honeybee health and wellness and reducing stress in their environment so that they could produce and be more productive and healthier. And so a lot of the work that I've done previously in organic dairy trained me in how to come to that table with homeopathic remedies, because I couldn't use antibiotics or hormones in my practice with those operations. I came up with homeopathic remedies, medicinals, that would solve some of the problems problems, much like the Native American Indian and the you know, the Asian cultures. So so I use that training to go ahead, and we promote wellness. Our tagline is, you know, wellness inside and out. So I do a line of homeopathic balms based on medicinal organic herbs that I do the infusions for, as well as honey that has the natural, you know, support for allergy and immune response, proper immune response. So a lot of what I do is just basically health and wellness for all the systems that I kind of manage.
This is cool. I mean, we're talking about wine and honey, and this is healthy for you. This is, everybody needs wine and honey in their life.
My grandmother used to tell me that honey was the most perfect food.
Yeah.
Is that true, or
it is actually better. The sugars in honey are better for you than our refined sugars because we have a lot of enzymes and proteins and other components in the honey that we don't have in strictly refined cane sugar. And the breakdown between the fructose and glucose sugars is a little bit different as well. So, you know, the basics of honey are that it's a naturally produced product. And so it brings to the consumer a more natural way of supporting their systems and getting their sugar, their carbohydrate at the same time.
Well, I've got to go over to Greg, or should I say Elvis, on this, because, you know, Dr. Jennifer here is getting all scientific, but wine and science go hand in hand. Did your background in flying and also being in the military, did that help you become a winemaker? Because you've got all kinds of dials, and it looks like whenever you go behind the scenes in a winery, it looks like a mad scientist lives in there. There's always that room.
Well, it's interesting because listening to a doctor, I was actually a dairy science major in college, so my goal at the time was to milk cows and make milk for a living. And I realized really quickly that I wanted to fly. So I took all my electives as manufacturing, which was basically stainless steel tanks, piping, pumps, and cleanliness, which goes right into the wine. I did some fermented foods there. And then I brewed beer for 20 years under some brewmasters. So I got all that prior. I would say the Navy makes me a little crazy in what I want to do. And then my wife, she's a VP of a pharmaceutical company, and she has a master's in chem. So she's a scientist. You know, I do all the winemaking, and she kind of tells me how it's going. So I'm able to do some crazy things, and she kind of keeps me in balance a little bit. So we've always said we're the perfect blend of art and science, because I'm just kind of a crazy musician. I want to just kind of throw everything at the fan and see what happens, and she keeps it all where it needs to be. So.
Wow. So now what kind of music do you play?
Well, I'm Elvis, so a lot of, I would say more 50s influenced, almost what we call psychobilly, kind of punk rock, rockabilly.
Oh, cool,
but,
cool. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, so,
awesome. Like
yeah, so
Social Disorder. Here we go. So,
exactly,
here we go.
Exactly.
Now, do you play at the winery?
I do, yeah. Usually every time we, you know, and Sherry says it's quiet, but non-COVID years, we have bands in the summer, and I'll invariably go up and play a few songs with them, and if
cool.
somebody cancels out, I'll go up and play. But the big thing is my wife's like, wait, you got to help me here. You got to help sell some wine. So she doesn't like me to do too much of that at the winery, but I do like to do it as much as I can.
It's funny because I was going to say Social Disorder. I'm like, it's social distance. No, it's not. No, it's not that name. But yeah, you know, it's interesting to me. About it's all part of it. You know, I think there's a craft to flying, just like there's an art to, you know, driving the right way. There's an art to it. It's
right.
Understanding velocity and understanding curves and everything like that. And there's an art to, you know, beekeeping and understanding the bees. You have to be aware and observant, and then be able to produce from that. So it's exciting. But, you know, I want to go back to Sherry here with Whidbey in Kameno Islands. It is island life. And so sustainability has to be part of that. And do you see that, Sherry, when people come to the islands, that they're learning about that sustainability as well?
Definitely. And people have been coming here during COVID actually to escape their city life and stay here and work from home because so many are working remotely. And so they're getting into the rhythm of the island, and I think some of them are going to move here because you arrive and you just start living this lifestyle of how much we rely on each other, you just find that you want to be a part of that community and that sense of I don't know, just unconditional love and a certain, we just depend on each other. It's an island, and that's how islands are. I think they make you a better person, quite honestly,
You've got a background of farming too, so you guys are all farmers at the end of the day.
I do, yeah. I grew up on a family farm, which I still own with my brothers in Eastern Washington. And, you know, I was listening to them talking about, you know, physical health, and we've been talking about masks and social distancing, but that mental health piece is important too during mm-hmm. this time. And I think that's one of the treats and the unexpected gifts of a place like here is you just start to feel more like, you know, who you want to be, and you start thinking about things that matter again and not be so caught up in all the day-to-day grind. Mm. I will tell you one thing we've done just today going live on our website at whidbeycaminoislands.com is a holiday gift guide, and it's gifts for those you love from the islands you love. And we've spent the last few weeks just really pulling together all of these fun things that people make. There's so many artisans here. And to encourage people to support each other locally and shop and stay home, you know, spend the money here in our own communities. But also for those of you who want to have a taste of the islands, you can go online and order things that may be able to be shipped to you. So we're kind of hoping that'll give everybody a little boost for the holiday season because it's just going to look a little different this year. And I thought it might be nice to find some ways to, you know, to support the small businesses that are struggling a little bit with the winter coming. You know, there'll be just less visitors unless we have more and more people come to work remotely from lodgings, because people are finding Airbnbs on the beach and, you know, little cabins and hiding up in the woods. So that's been a real interesting kind of dynamic of who's been coming to visit here. In some cases, it's been entire families, you know, with their dogs and kids and everybody, and just kind of working from a beautiful place.
I'm looking at your website here, and because we do a lot of pet sitting, and one of the things I've noticed with the pet's feet, because they're sitting on your lap, and they're dreaming, and their feet are, like, moving a lot, and you see their toes and such, and you have something, Honeyworks doggy paw wax. Because I've seen, like, in some of the pets that we've sat for, that their pads of their feet, for dogs.
You talking about Dr. Jennifer's website?
I'm looking at the honey store.
Yeah, the paw wax.
The paw wax, because I've seen cracked and dried pads. I haven't seen exactly wet pads.
We here in Western Washington are the center of wet. We have a winter that's primarily all water. And so a lot of our issues for our puppies, our furry friends, are really pad maceration, which I call just soaking wet feet that just get so raw because they can't dry out at all. And in between their toes, they tend to get, you know, fungal infections like we have with athlete's foot and those kinds of issues. So the paw wax is formulated with several herbs. Blends in it that actually go ahead and control some of those issues, as well as protect the pad so that when they do go out here in Western Washington, it soothes their paws and keeps them from getting damaged. And it works just as well in the dry as it does in the wet, because in the dry, because I put my beeswax in there, it's a protectant. So it keeps them moist if it's dry and dry if it's moist.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
Well, you know, speaking of things that you can get online, they're unique. Elvis, can people buy wine from your website on the homesharborsellers.com?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. We do have a shopping cart there. So you just click and it will let you. And I know this is kind of nationwide. So if it lets you order, we can ship to that state. There's some states we can't, but it's all a corporate website. So all our wines are on there and definitely can order online.
Awesome. I love this. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, I was also going to say, for people who are listening that are close to us, that they, you know, a lot of people are afraid right now for, you know, coming into places and having contact with people. So we do offer curbside pickup if they are shipping. So we can do all that if they want any of our products.
That's awesome. And I was seeing that you have a members club that it's free to be a member. Like,
it is.
Hey, normally you have to buy X amount to, you know, become a member.
So our membership is based on other wine clubs that I was a part of that I didn't like. So it's, you know, you sign up for free. It's 4 bottles twice a year. That's all you're really committed to buy. So you don't have to, you know, get 12 bottles a month or anything like that. But in wine pickup months, it's deeply discounted. You can buy as much wine as you want, so you're not stuck to 4 bottles. But if that's what your budget allows, you get 4 bottles. And then we offer all kinds of other things. Unfortunately, this year we didn't do it, but we're known for our holiday party, which, I mean, we have hundreds of people in our wine club, and we'll get 200 people at the winery, and we'll do a full-on holiday feast in November. So this year what we're doing is, it's actually going on right now for our current wine club members, is this Wednesday through Sunday, we're offering them a little box of truffles as a gift, vice the holiday party, but then they're getting 40% off whatever wines they want to buy. So you can become a member still, buy your 4 bottles of wine, and then get your 40% off this through Sunday also. So we really take care of our wine club, and our wine club really takes care of us.
And I think this is really great, especially for people that are frequent travelers to the islands, would be in Camano Islands, that love it, maybe can't get there this year. You know, everybody's in a different place of what they're going to do travel-wise. And I love that you're doing this, Sherry, over on the website. And everyone, again, would be CamanoIslands.com is a site that you're opening it up for, you know, people to be able to buy gifts from the islands. And I think this is something a lot of people are scrambling to do, but it's important because it's something to promote and help small business, the independent business. And it's just, you know, it's so cool to get something unique, you know, and something that means something that you've been to or you know someone that's been there or would enjoy that gift. And it's a small business that you're helping, an independent business, especially artists and musicians and, you know, authors, all of them. Everyone's having a rough time that way. And the more we can all do to support each other in that way, the better. So I really, Sherry, that's awesome that you guys are doing that this year. And I hope it stays.
Yeah, and it will. We've decided to make that a permanent part of our website. And
awesome.
Starting in March, you know, we began a series of videos. We're putting up 2 a week that were just profiles of places and people. And it was under a campaign called Escape It All. And that, you know, when the time is right, when you're ready, this was sort of a plan, you know, a place to dream, think about what you might want to do. And we've continued that through the summer, and we're going to start up again and start profiling more of the artisans and, you know, the people that are making the products here and tell the story of their farm. And so I'm kind of excited about that whole rollout of new video stories. And,
That's
you know,
awesome.
When the time is right for you to come, then you'll be welcome. But we know it's not right for everyone right now, and that's okay. We're just we're okay. We'll be here when you're ready.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say something about the rain. We do have 18 inches less rain in Seattle here. We're in a rain shadow. So although we do have rain, it was raining earlier today, and it's blue sky now. So it can be all within one day. You'll have every weather pattern. that's an island
that sounds,
for you, right?
that sounds like Colorado in a way. I remember going
to Port Elizabeth in South Africa. It was like, okay.
Yeah, but I
four
love that.
Four seasons in one day.
I love that. It keeps it exciting and interesting, and, you know, everybody know about layers. But let's talk about, you know, the season, you know, getting into winter, and you're a different kind of island. You're in the Pacific Northwest. And one thing I want to go do when we get to your area, which we will, we're working on it, is just really enjoy the nature and the wildlife. You know, that's something to me that I think you guys have that's different, you know, and just going to be an amazing experience, and whale watching and bird watching and hiking, and just really want to get out there and do that. But I want to ask each of you as we wrap up and go to us, I've got a good song for you all that we've got on tap here for you. But each of you, what you like to do, just a day off, and the islands, what you want to do with, you know, your friends, your family, or on your own, however you want to spend it. So let's start with you, Dr. Jennifer.
Oh, I love road trips. Matter of fact, I was this morning, I was on looking at the one of the Facebook social media sites, and they had, it was Day Trips in Washington, had a picture, a slow-motion video of Leavenworth, Washington, which is up in the mountains, and it's snowing up there, and it's absolutely beautiful, and part of me misses that Colorado snow and the beauty, the pristine beauty of fresh snow that nobody's walked in yet. So I love road trips. I like traveling around and visiting different areas and getting different perspectives on how people do the things that I do, only differently. So I can't wait to do road trips again.
Ah, that's it. Well, we can't wait to road trip to you.
Yeah.
You know, that's our thing. We can't wait to get up that way. So, and Elvis, what about you? What are you going to do for a winter holiday day or weekend?
So what we love to do here when we do get a day off, because it's they're few and far between sometimes, but we do have three dogs, and Useless Bay is an off-leash dog park at the beach. So you can walk for miles down the beach, and we'll do that in the mornings. We'll come back to our car, get the dogs all cleaned up, get them put back away, and there's just, wonderful restaurants in Langley, Gordon's up in Freeland, all the way up to Oak Harbor and Coopville. We'll go pick one of those. They have some great restaurants here. So we'll do that, and normally in off years what we've done is the little theater down in Langley is like something from the 1930s, so we'll go there and get our $2 popcorn and watch a movie. But there's so much to do here, and the views are so wonderful. And like Sherry was saying, it was pouring this morning, and right now from our property we have a view of the water, we have a view of the Cascades and the mountains, and it's just, you can go pretty much anywhere and just sit and see nature. It's just awesome.
Oh, man.
Cool.
You guys are not making it easy to be, halfway across the country, all the way across.
Well, when you get here, you look us up. We'll take care of you. So.
Oh, we're coming for some wine. We want to play with the bees, too.
Out the office window, and because the sun is out, the bees are flying everywhere. So it's pretty exciting watching the bees pass the window. It's pretty cool.
And they're pretty because they're little wings. You get all those different colors,
It's beautiful. They are really elegant animals.
They are. Mm. They are. So, Sherry, what are you doing on your day off?
Well, if I'm not at the beach with the dogs, there's that off-leash dog beach is really something special. I think I like to just head up to Fort Casey and kind of prowl around the old fort. And there's an old lighthouse, and it's just beautiful views of the water, and it's just really, it's kind of a spiritual place for me. I don't exactly know why, but something about that area just draws me, so maybe I was in a past life or something.
I was
a soldier there or something, I don't know. An old lighthouse keeper maybe, but that's just a really special place. It's part of Eby's Landing National Historical Reserve, which is, this whole 17,000 acres of protected land, and it's quite a sight. It's definitely
maybe it's the pig. The pig. You know what I'm talking about? The pig.
That was the San Juan Islands.
Yeah. Oh, is that the San Juan? There's the pig. All I know is there's a pig out there that, between the British and Americans, and people fought over the pig.
Yeah. No, that was there. We have these state parks, and Fort Casey is one of them. And there's Deception Pass is the most visited in the state of Washington.
Coopville's
like the second oldest town in the state. So we have old settlements here, and a lot of things are still standing and look about the same way they did 100 years ago. So those are things I like to just take in, and I'll never forget, no matter where I go, I'll always remember those moments. And there's so many of them on the island.
We can't wait to get out there. We will at some point. We're heading west. We're right now in the back east, and we've never done this, and it's a new one this year. And so we'll end up on your side sometime, and we want to come play with the bees and the wine and the whales. That's it.
Yeah.
Bees, wine, and whales. That sounds good to me. That's a perfect trip.
That's awesome.
That is.
I think I'm going to have to run over to Greg's and get to take advantage of my wine club membership.
I know.
Sure, you are a wine club member.
I need to
so
do
yes.
that. I better hurry, yeah.
I know. I'd like some Syrah, please.
Okay, we can do that.
I'd like that to happen. Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you all for joining us. It's been a real pleasure. We're going to play a song. So Greg, you're a guitarist. I wanted to play this. It's from one of the guitar, like world guitar masters. He's known as a guitar master, Pierre Bensinzen from France, and he comes on our show every few years. And it's just an amazing world guitarist, fingerstyle, performer. And so not the 53rd, it's different, but beautiful. And his latest album is called Aswan. And Aswan is dedicated to bees and honeybees. Mm. And we're going to have to play the title track to it because I figure wine, honey, all of it goes together. Guitarist and being on an island, and he would love it. You know, he's just an awesome human being. And I think he should go perform on the islands. In fact, yeah, that's it. We have to have Pierre.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's it.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes, yes. So anyway, we'll just set up a whole, new vacation here. So everyone, again, I want to give everyone's websites out. Go to WhidbeyCamanoIslands.com. The full experience is there, and you can go holiday shopping and all the good information. And also go to HolmesHarborSellers.com and CamanoIslandHoney.com. But here it is, Aswan by Pierre Bensinzen, and you can keep up with Pierre at PierreBensinzen.com. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Happy holidays, even though it's not, there yet, but it's happening. It's coming. So anyway, have a good holiday season.
Thanks again.